Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, April the 6th. It's National Teflon Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart's Housewares Department. Special today on pans, specifically pans to use for sushi. Japans. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Not a bad Wednesday at all. Currently 9 degrees, which is our high for the day, looking like a mostly cloudy day, and rains are coming later in the afternoon and into the evening, but the sun will return tomorrow. And on National Teflon Day, we shout out to Super Glue. In fact, today, I'm going to pour Super Glue into a non-stick pan, just to prove that someone's going to be wrong.
Well, on National Teflon Day, we celebrate a great discovery in technology that has made life easier for us. You know, this chemical, heat, and cold-resistant material has revolutionized the manufacturing and production of various products. As a non-stick material, Teflon is very versatile in its uses for medicine, weapon-making, cooking utensils, and more. Last summer up north, we saw two beavers, as a quick aside. We called one Joe and the other one Steven, and Joe and Steven had a fire, and Joe decides he's hungry, so he grabs a pan and some sticks, and Steven ran over and says, "Joe, what are you doing?" He says, "I'm just grilling up some sticks," and Steven immediately smacked the pan from Joe's paw and said, "Joe, that's a non-stick pan."
What did the beavers have to do with that?
It'll also be fried up sticks.
Actually, there were two brothers. Last name was Eve.
I don't know. I think we have a file agreement that we're not using the formal job description titles.
Let's listen in on tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Paul shared Polyethylene Pam that I didn't listen to, and I'm not sure if
Beatles. It is a Paul. Oh. It is a song by a Paul that I'm sharing.
Not Billy Paul.
No. Billy Paul's good, but no, it's not Billy Paul.
RuPaul?
No.
Whoa.
First name
even
Paul.
Better.
First name Paul. And it used to be part of a famous duo. No. No. He was
Paulie
part of a famous
Cher.
Duo.
Simon.
And he went. Who said Simon?
Yeah. Paul and Simon?
Oh, Simon. Two beavers named Paul and Simon.
Usually that's me. Usually that's me, but today it's somebody else. We are sharing the song Slip Sliding Away by the great Paul Simon. And I do love again the beginning. Slip sliding away, slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you're slip sliding away. And let me tell you, those are some true, true, true words. Words to think on, words to pontificate on, but for sure, some true words. Like, I reread it, and I had to read it a few times, and I said, wow, he was inspired when he wrote that. So that is the song that reminded me of Teflon, Slip Sliding Away. The more you're, you know the nearer your destination, the more you're slip sliding away. Think on that, people. Two short lines, but man. They got a lot in it, so that's the pick for today.
All right, very good. Paul and Simon, Slip Sliding Away, it's on the playlist. We'll get it into the show notes. Perfect time to slide right into Ventures with Venturo, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center. They had some Teflon products that were stolen. They caught the thief in the act, but they could not make the charges stick. What have you got for us today, Venturo?
You know, when I heard about the theme for today, I kept thinking, oh, Teflon, Teflon. And then I remember the Teflon Don, right? And everybody's know who the Teflon Don is, right? Who's the Teflon Don?
Paul.
No. Who's referred to as the Teflon Don? Yeah. It's a gangster.
Oh.
Oh, Paul Simon's partner, Art.
Teflon, everything's stuck together.
So the Teflon Don is, you'll see a lot of reference to John Gotti, right? But yeah. So.
Oh, I thought it was a president. Sorry. The wrong one.
Yeah, and that's because they tried so many times to indict him on so many charges, and he just couldn't stick until he finally did. But the recommendation today, and this one is not kid friendly, guys. This is a book about gangsters. So if you're in the movie, go read how an elite set of detectives took down the most famous Teflon dons. And this is not referring to John Gotti, but men who they thought that were more powerful than him. Go check out the book, The Elite, The Real Teflon Don, how an elite team of New York State troopers helped take down America's most powerful mafia family. Go check that book out. I have not read the book, but going through some of the reviews, it seems as if they really went above and beyond to devise some really great strategies to take down the mafia. So go check that book out. That's the book recommendation for today.
That's online. It's called Elliot Ness's Nuts.
I don't know if I will live down that beast thing, right?
Nope.
Keeps
nope.
Coming back like a plague. Yeah, so go check out that book. The author is Matt Greiter. Go check out that book. It's The Real Teflon Don, how an elite team of New York State troopers helped take down America's most wanted mafia family. That's it from me, guys.
Excellent. Yeah, we all have our own personal niche dish, don't we?
That's fair.
Welcome to this week's edition of The Sizzler. We're Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, worked together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. How are you doing today, Matt?
Medium rare.
And how would you like it? Well, today you'll earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. Remember that bonus bucks are earned each time you get Ventura to laugh out loud. We have a $2 carryover last week. And I have three questions in my hand about Teflon, brought to you by Teflon. If nothing ever sticks to Teflon, how do they make Teflon stick to the pan? Question number one. Well, why haven't geckos yet mastered Teflon? Matt Schulman.
It's not surprising. I mean, name one gecko scientist. Chemistry just isn't their strong suit.
Wasn't Archimedes a gecko scientist?
And gecko
Socrates
Roman,
was a gecko philosopher?
That's more their speed.
Vice Principal Botnick.
I believe that geckos haven't yet mastered Teflon. It's because Geico got to them to sign the contract first.
Oh.
Oh, that's true. Geico gecko.
Way to slide in that current reference, those commercials, that cute little guy. All right, $10 combined response there. Question number two, what role does Teflon play on Martian missions? Vice Principal Botnick.
I believe that Teflon was the name of Marvin the Martian's dog.
Oh.
You guys remember Marvin the Martian's dog? I mean, obviously he didn't last very long, the part never stuck. There he is.
So angry. Vice Principal, Matt Schulman.
Nonstick pans are part of a cultural exchange with aliens. It would be embarrassing if you're making breakfast for residents of Mars and the eggs turn out messy and formless. Not a good look for Earth.
Yeah, Earth's struggling right now in a lot of areas. Another $10 combined response there. Excellent. Question number three. What is the benefit of Teflon-coated needles? Matt Schulman.
It provides a more direct, efficient way for the DuPont Corporation to pollute our bodies. Dumping industrial waste in the water, allegedly, takes a long time to make its way into the foods we eat. Coated needles make for a much quicker method. Kudos to them, always innovating.
Always thinking about that. And you got a bonus $2 for getting Ventura to laugh there. Vice Principal Botnick.
I would say that Teflon-coated needles don't stick to your car's finish when they fall from your neighbor's Teflon-coated pine tree. Take that, Brian.
Now, were you yelling that at Brian or at Ventura? Because his name really is Ventura, and I believe he was established.
I would never diss Fendi Prince on air.
All right, 10 plus 10 plus 10 plus 4, $34 for some great snacks, well-formed in a Teflon pan at the Zeller's restaurant. Well done, everybody. It is Wednesday, and that means it's time for Wednesday's Word.
Before I get on to Wednesday's Word, I just wanted to give a little shout-out to our new hire for our culinary program. What an absolutely lovely teacher. You haven't met yet, Timmy? Really? Not her real full name is called Nonstick Cooking Spray, but you probably know her as Pam.
That was so dumb, it's funny.
We all just gently walked into that one. Okay, so some fun editing coming, and that is it for us today, everybody. Thanks for fans and friends and odds and ends for listening.
By the way, how did we get through this whole show without mentioning Gotham Steel?
I'm not sure. Maybe you could tell us. Oh, man. Yeah, quick note, I'm losing faith in humans, as Matt was saying earlier. You know, having a nonstick pan with a sticker stuck to it, saying it's a nonstick pan, is one of the reasons why I don't think humans deserve control of the Earth anymore. Anyway, tomorrow is a brand new day. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. We are the wise guys and girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.